All right, y'all. Peace and blessings. God bless y'all. I'm Jarvis Kingston, and I hope y'all doing all right, staying strong and solid in these times that we're in. I pray that you have repented and that you were baptized. I pray that you are safe, protected, and prayed up. And I just hope that whatever situation that you're going through, that the Lord is with you, that he guides you, he protects you, he looks out for you, he comforts you. I pray that your mental health gets better. I just hope that your situation currently clears up as well. I pray that the Most High makes you more stronger, wiser in him, and that you stay in his presence, you keep him first. And I just pray that you had a blessed day today. You know, you have to thank God every day. We have to be grateful and appreciate things. We live in a very wicked, evil world. You know, we in the last days for real. We're definitely in the days of Noah. We're definitely in the end time. So we have to appreciate God for all the little things that we have and all the big things that we do have. Amen. We have to just appreciate each other better. We have to support each other, encourage one another, pray for one another. Amen. We have to uplift each other in Jesus' name. Amen. Because All we got is the Lord, and all we have is each other to fellowship with. Amen. So it's important for us to be together for Christ and be unified. All right. God loves when his people come together for him. Amen. God loves us being gathered together. Amen. So have to always give him all the glory and praise for everything. All right. And things will get better. I know things feel a little crazy and tough and challenging right now, but things will get better in his son's name. Amen. Yes, yes, y'all. Greetings, family. Shalom, people. Yes, yes, body of Christ. Yes, yes. Welcome, people. Thank you all for listening. Thank you all for supporting. I truly appreciate all of you. Amen. All tribes, all nations, all faces, all races, all peoples, all languages, all tongues, all four corners of the earth. God bless you all. Whether you are an Israelite or a Gentile, it's all right. It's all love. Let us praise the Lord together. Let everything that has breath praise the Lord. Yes, yes, y'all. Let us repent and change our ways. Let us get baptized. Let us do better. All right. Let us keep loving the Lord our God with all of our mind, heart, and soul. And let us love our neighbor as we love ourselves. Amen. Let us get to know the Lord better. All right. And let us obey the gospel. Let us obey all the law, statutes, and commandments. All right. Let us treat everybody with hospitality and love and peace. Amen. Make peace with everybody that you can. Amen. Yes, yes, y'all. So there you have it, all right? Let's do Father's business. Let's do Father's will for the rest of our lives. Let's put the kingdom of heaven first, and all things shall be added to us for the rest of our lives. Amen. Let us always inquire of the Lord. Let us always report to the Lord concerning matters that feel overwhelming to us. Amen. God will heal everything. He will fix it for us. Amen. Yes, yes, y'all. So there you have it, all right? Now, today's message, I'm just going to continue the Bible series. We're going to continue the book of 1 Kings chapter 15 reading, all right? Last night we left off at chapter 14. Now we're going to continue with 15 and onward, all right? So we're going to keep it a little brief, kind of short and simple. You know what I mean? Just going to, you know, rest up for the Sabbath, chill out for the weekend, rejuvenate, you know, blow some steam. You know, it's been a heavy week for all of us. It's been a hard working week. So we have to really rejuvenate, rest, and, you know, really enjoy this weekend coming up, you know. Enjoy your lives, you know, have some fun, lighten up, blow some steam, go outside, get some nature, do something out your comfort zone, go to a random place, take a trip, do what you have to do to lighten up, amen, because spiritual warfare is intense, you know, so God still wants us to enjoy our lives, God still wants us to be happy even through the midst of all this, amen. You can't let nobody of the world take away your joy. You can't let the enemy take away your peace. Remember, Jesus overcame the world, so we have to cheer up, we have to be cheerful people. God presses us to be merry-hearted people. Amen. So let us always keep mind of that. All right. So there you have it. All right. So what we're going to do is just read a few scriptures through chapters, and then we'll close out with a prayer. We'll close out with giving God all the glory and praise, and then we'll also close out with a priestly blessing. Amen. All right, y'all. So here we go. The book of 1 Kings chapter 15. Here we go. Now in the 18th year of King Jeroboam, the son of Nebat, reigned Abijam over Abijam over Judah. 3 years reigned he in Jerusalem, and his mother's name was Maacah, the daughter of Abishalom. And he walked in all the sins of his father, which he had done before him, and his heart was not perfect with the Lord his God, as the heart of David his father. Nevertheless, for David's sake did the Lord his God gave him a lamp in Jerusalem to set up his son after him and to establish Jerusalem. Because David did that which was right in the eyes of the Lord and turned not aside from anything that he commanded him all the days of his life, save only in the matter of Uriah the Hittite. And there was war between Rehoboam and Jeroboam all the days of his life. Now the rest of the acts of Abijam, Abijam and all that he did, are they not written in the book of the Chronicles of the Kings of Judah? And there was war between Abijam and Jeroboam. And Abijam slept with his fathers, and they buried him in the city of David. And Asa his son reigned in his stead. And in the 20th year of Jeroboam, king of Israel, reigned Asa over Judah. And 41 years reigned he in Jerusalem. And his mother's name was Maacah, the daughter of Abishalom. And Asa did that thing which was right in the eyes of the Lord, as did David his father. And he took away the Sodomites out of the land, and removed all the idols that his fathers had made. And also Maacah his mother, even her he removed from being queen, because she made an idol in a grove, and Asa destroyed her idol and burnt it by the brook of Kidron. But the high places were not removed. Nevertheless, Asa's heart was perfect with the Lord all his days. And he brought in the things which his father had dedicated, and the things which himself had dedicated, into the house of the Lord, silver and gold and vessels. And there was war between Asa and Baasha, the king of Israel, all their days. And Baasha, king of Israel, went up against Judah and built Ramah, that he might not suffer any to go out or come into Asa, king of Judah. Then Asa took all the silver and the gold that were left in the treasures of the house of the Lord, and the treasures of the king's house, and delivered them into the hand of his servants. And King Asa sent them to Ben-Hadad, the son of Tabrimon, the son of Hazion, king of Syria, that dwelt at Damascus, saying, "There is a league between me and thee, and between my father and thy father. Behold, I have sent unto thee a present of silver and gold. Come and break thy league with Baasha, king of Israel, that he may depart from me." So Ben-Hadad hearkened unto King Asa, and sent the captains of the hosts which he had against the cities of Israel, and smote Ajon, and Dan, and Abel Beth Maacah, and all Cinneroth, with all the land of Naphtali. And it came to pass, when Baasha heard thereof, that he left off building of Ramah, and dwelt in Tirzah, that King Asa made a proclamation throughout all Judah, none was exempted, and they took away the stones of Ramah and the timber thereof, wherewith Baasha had builded, and King Asa built with them Geba of Benjamin and Mizpah. The rest of all the acts of Asa, and all his might, and all that he did in the cities which he built, are they not written in the book of the Chronicles of the Kings of Judah? Nevertheless, in the time of his old age, he was diseased in his feet. And Asa slept with his fathers, and was buried with his fathers in the city of David, his father. And Jehoshaphat, his son, reigned in his stead. And Nadab, the son of Jeroboam, began to reign over Israel in the year of Asa, king of Judah, and reigned over Israel 2 years. And he did evil in the sight of the Lord, and walked in the way of his father, and in his sin wherewith he made Israel to sin. And Baasha the son of Ahijah, of the house of Issachar, conspired against him. And Baasha smote him at Gibbethon, which belonged to the Philistines, for Nadab and all Israel laid siege to Gibbethon. Even in the third year of Asa, king of Judah, did Baasha slay him, and reigned in his stead. And it came to pass, when he reigned, that he smote all the house of Jeroboam. He left not to Jeroboam any that breathed until he had destroyed him, according to the saying of the Lord, which he spoke by his servant Ahijah the Shilonite, because of the sins of Jeroboam, which he sinned, and which he made Israel sin, by his provocation, wherewith he provoked the Lord God of Israel to anger. Now the rest of the acts of Nadab and all that he did, are they not written in the book of the Chronicles of the Kings of Israel? And there was war between Asa and Baasha, king of Israel, all their days. In the third year of Asa, king of Judah, began Baasha, the sons of Ahijah, to reign over all Israel and Tirzah 24 years. And he did evil in the sight of the Lord, and walked in the way of Jeroboam, and in his sin wherewith he made Israel to sin. All right, so that's the book of 1 Kings chapter 15 reading. And as you can see, this is where the rulership of Israel kept getting passed down and inconsistent, because you see one king doing right in the sight of the Lord, then you see another king right after doing evil in the sight of the Lord. So there was a lot of inconsistency there with the rulership and how it was supposed to be ran. And that's what made the kingdom of Israel and a dynasty of it fall, collapse, and depart, because they kept doing evil in the sight of the Lord. And God's anger was kindled against them. And God had to punish them and, you know, putting them curses on them. And then they ended up going through the whole Israel captivity, you know. And we went under captivity. We were sent out to all types of other nations, you know. We were sent out to other parts of Africa, you know, to the east, to the west, to the north, to the south. We were just scattered, you know what I mean? And this is why we're here to this day, because all the things that the kingship did and the forefathers did, it led to where we're at right now, you know. So that's why we're scattered like this in these lands, you know, in these countries, you know, going through what we're going through out here because of all the history that happened back then. So it's just crazy how you see all these things play out the way it did. But that's the beauty of Jesus. That's the beauty of Christ. That's why he's the King of Kings, amen, because he's the king that did no wrong, that didn't provoke the Lord, amen. So I love that he's the King of Kings, you know, because you saw how these other kings, how they sinned and provoked the Lord, you know, and made Israel sin too. So that's very interesting to read. So this First Kings, Second Kings, and also First Chronicles and Second Chronicles is going to be all based around his kingship, all right? So let us continue with the Bible reading, all right? Now we're going to go into the book of 1 Kings chapter 16 and onward, all right? So here we go, 1 Kings 16. Then the word of the Lord came to Jehu, the son of Hanani, against Baasha, saying, "For as much as I exalted thee out of the dust and made thee prince over my people Israel, and thou hast walked in the way of Jeroboam, and hast made my people Israel to sin, to provoke me to anger with their sins, behold, I will take away the posterity of Baasha and the posterity of his house, and will make thy house like the house of Jeroboam, the son of Nebat. Him that dieth of Baasha in the city shall the dogs eat, and him that dieth of his in the field shall the fowls of the air eat. Now the rest of the acts of Baasha and what he did and his might, are they not written in the book of the Chronicles of the kings of Israel? So Baasha slept with his fathers and was buried in Tirzah, and Elah, his son, reigned in his stead. And also by the hand of the prophet Jehu, the son of Hanani, came the word of the Lord against Baasha and against his house, even for all the evil that he did in the sight of the Lord, and provoking him to anger with the work of his hands, and being like the house of Jeroboam, and because he killed him. In the 26th year of Asa, king of Judah, began Elah, the son of Baasha, to reign over Israel and Tirzah 2 years. And his servant Zimri, captain of half his chariots, conspired against him, as he was in Tirzah, drinking himself drunk in the house of Arza, steward of his house in Tirzah. And Zimri went in and smote him and killed him in the 27th year of Asa, king of Judah, and reigned in his stead. And it came to pass when he began to reign, as soon as he sat on his throne, that he slew all the house of Baasha. He left him not one that pisseth against the wall, neither of his kinsfolks, nor of his friends. Thus did Zimri destroy all the house of Baasha, according to the word of the Lord, which he spoke against Baasha by Jehu the prophet. For all the sins of Baasha and the sins of Elah his son, by which they sinned, and by which they made Israel to sin and provoking the Lord God of Israel to anger with their vanities. Now the rest of the acts of Elah and all that he did, are they not written in the book of the Chronicles of the kings of Israel? In the 27th year of Asa, king of Judah, did Zimri reign 7 days in Tirzah. And the people were encamped against Gibbethon, which belonged to the Philistines. And the people that were encamped heard say, Zimri hath conspired and hath also slain the king. Wherefore all Israel made Omri the captain of the host, king over Israel that day in the camp. And Omri went up from Gibbethon and all Israel with him, and they besieged Tirzah. And it came to pass when Zimri saw that the city was taken, that he went into the palace of the king's house and burnt the king's house over him with fire, and died for his sins which he sinned in doing evil in the sight of the Lord, and walking in the way of Jeroboam, and his sin which he did to make Israel to sin. Now the rest of the acts of Zimri and his treason, the rout, are they not written in the book of the Chronicles of the kings of Israel? Then were the people of Israel divided into two parts. Half of the people followed Tibni, the son of Ganath, to make him king, and half followed Omri. But the people that followed Omri prevailed against the people that followed Tibni, the son of Ganath. So Tibni died, and Omri reigned. In the 31st year of Asa, king of Judah, began Omri to reign over Israel. 12 years, 6 years reigned he in Tirzah, and he brought the hill Samaria of Shamar, for 2 talents of silver, and built on the hill, and called the name of the city which he built after the name of Shemer, owner of the hill, Samaria. But Omri wrought evil in the eyes of the Lord, and did worse than all that were before him. For he walked in all the way of Jeroboam, the son of Nebat, and in his sin wherewith he made Israel to sin, to provoke the Lord God of Israel to anger with their vanities. Now the rest of the acts of Omri, which he did and his might that she showed, are they not written in the book of the Chronicles of the Kings of Israel? So Omri slept with his fathers and was buried in Samaria, and Ahab his son reigned in his stead. And in the 38th year of Asa king of Judah began Ahab the son of Omri to reign over Israel. And Ahab the son of Omri reigned over Israel and Samaria 22 years. And Ahab the son of Omri did evil in the sight of the Lord above all that were before him. And it came to pass, as if it had been a light thing for him to walk in the sins of Jeroboam, the son of Nebat, that he took to wife Jezebel, the daughter of Ithbaal, king of the Zidonians, and went and served Baal, and worshipped him. And he reared up an altar for Baal in the house of Baal, which he had built in Samaria. And Ahab made a grove, and Ahab did more to provoke the Lord God of Israel to anger than all the kings of Israel that were before him. In his days did Hiel the Bethelite build Jericho. He laid the foundation thereof in Abiram, his firstborn, and set up the gates thereof in his youngest son, Segub, according to the word of the Lord, which he spoke by Joshua, the son of Nun. All right, y'all, so there you have it. That is the book of 1 Kings chapter 16 reading, okay? So now we are seeing the word Jezebel. We are seeing her name brought up in here. So this is where things get real hectic, man. When it comes to Baal worship and all that stuff, man, and Jezebel, oh boy. So this is going to get very interesting. But this is what made the Lord angry. You see, when you marry these evil, wicked women from other nations and you disobey God's voice, you don't follow the orders and the law, such as commandments, more evil starts to happen, all right? So now we're getting introduced to Jezebel. So if Jezebel's story pops in, you know the book of Elijah's about to pop in too. So like Elijah, out of all the people in the Bible, I love all the prophets and the forefathers and all the kings and the righteous ones that in the Bible that did right by the Lord. But like Elijah is like one of my favorites. I like reading about Elijah. I think he's very interesting. I also loved how Elijah never died. You know how he was so right in the eyes of the Lord that he, you know, went to heaven, you know, and the chariots came and picked him up. And also I love how Elijah could heal. And I also love how Jesus mentioned Elijah when Jesus said that Elijah restores all things, but which I already did to him, y'all already done with him. And he was kind of also speaking in John the Baptist as well, in that sense as well. So, and I also love how when Jesus transfigured, Moses and Elijah were there to witness it as well. So Elijah holds a lot of weight when it comes to the kingdom of heaven. Amen. So here we go. The book of 1 Kings chapter 17. Here we go. All right. And Elijah the Tishbite, who was of the inhabitants of Gilead, said unto Ahab, "As the Lord God of Israel liveth, before whom I stand, there shall not be dew nor rain these days, but according to my word." And the word of the Lord came unto him, saying, "Get thee hence and turn thee eastward, and hide thyself by the brook of Cherith, that is before Jordan. And it shall be that thou shalt drink of the brook, and I have commanded the ravens to feed thee there." So he went and did according to the word of the Lord, for he went and dwelt by the brook Cherith, that is before Jordan. Excuse me. And the ravens brought him bread and flesh in the morning, and bread and flesh in the evening. And he drank of the brook. And it came to pass after a while that the brook dried up, because there had been no rain in the land. And the word of the Lord came unto him, saying, "Arise, get thee to Zarephath, which belongeth to Zidon, and dwell there. Behold, I have commanded a widow woman there to sustain thee." So he arose and went to Zarephath, and he came to the gate of the city. Behold, the widow woman was there gathering of sticks, and he called to her and said, "Fetch me, I pray thee, a little water in a vessel that I may drink." And as she was going to fetch it, he called to her and said, "Bring me, I pray thee, a morsel of bread in thy hand, As she said, as the Lord thy God liveth, I have not a cake, but a handful of meal in a barrel and a little oil in a cruse. And a cruse, and behold, I am gathering two sticks that I may go in and dress it for me and my son, that we may eat it and die. And Elijah said to her, fear not, go and do as thou hast said, but make me thereof a little cake first, and bring it unto me, and after make for thee and for thy son. For thus said the Lord God of Israel, the barrel of meal shall not waste, neither shall the cruse of oil fail until the day that the Lord sendeth rain upon the earth. And she went and did according to the saying of Elijah, and she and he and her house did eat many days. And the barrel of meal wasted not, neither did the cruse of oil fail, according to the word of the Lord, which spoke by Elijah. And it came to pass after these things that the son of the woman, the mistress of the house, fell sick, and his sickness was so sore that there was no breath left in him. And she said unto Elijah, what have I do with thee? O thou man of God, art thou coming to me to call my son to remembrance and to slay my son? And he said to her, give me thy son. And he took him out of her bosom and carried him up into the loft where he abode and laid him upon his own bed. And he cried unto the Lord and said, O Lord, my God, hast thou also brought evil upon the widow with whom I sojourned by slaying her son? And he stretched himself upon the child three times and cried unto the Lord and said, O Lord my God, I pray thee, let this child's soul come into him again. And the Lord heard the voice of Elijah, and the soul of the child came into him again, and he revived. And Elijah took the child and brought him down out of the chamber into the house and delivered him into his mother. And Elijah said, see, thy son liveth. And the woman said to Elijah, now by this I know that thou art a man of God, and the word of the Lord in thy mouth is truth. All right, so that right there is the book of 1 Kings chapter 17 reading. And boy, do I love reading about Elijah. And this is where the introduction of Elijah comes in. God calls Elijah the prophet, sends him down there. And he came out of Gilead and he helped the widow. He helped the woman with the miracle of the empty jar with her food. And then she also healed her son as well. So, you know, Elijah is a powerful man of God right there. So we're going to wrap it up with that reading. We're going to stop from there. Then we'll continue the book of 1 Kings chapter 18. On another later episode after the news roundup and also maybe after their church note as well. All right. So, yes. There you have it. What I would love to do as I close out is give all the glory to the Most High God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and praise his only begotten Son who died for our sins. Amen. All right, y'all. So here we go. Yes. He is the hope for humanity. Amen. He is the last Adam, the second Adam. He is the advocate, the almighty, true, and living God, the Alpha and Omega. Amen. The apostle of our profession, the arm of the Lord, the atoning sacrifice for our sins, the author and finisher of our faith, the author and perfecter of our faith, the author of life, the author of salvation, the beginning and the end, the beginning of creation of God, the beloved Son, the blessed and only potentate, the blessed and only ruler, the branch, the bread of God, the bread of life, the bridegroom, the capstone, the captain of salvation, the chief cornerstone, the chief shepherd, Christ, the Christ of God, the consolation of Israel, the cornerstone, the counselor, the wonderful counselor, the creator, the dayspring, the deliverer, the desire of the nations, the door, the elect of God, Emmanuel, the eternal life, the everlasting father, the faith and true witness, faithful and true, the faithful witness, the first and the last, the first begotten, the firstborn from the dead, firstborn of all creation, the forerunner, the gate, the glory of the Lord, God, the good shepherd, the great high priest, the great shepherd, the head of the church, the heir of all things, the high priest, holy and true, the holy one, the hope of glory, the horn of salvation, the I am, the image of God, Jehovah, Jehovah Jireh, Jehovah Shalom, Jesus of Nazareth, Jesus, the judge of Israel, the judge, King eternal, the King of Israel. Yes, he's the King of kings. Amen. He's the King of kings and Lord of lords, King of saints, King of the ages, King of the Jews, the King, the Lamb of God, the Lamb without blemish, the last Adam, the lawgiver, the leader, commander, the life of the world, the Lion of the tribe of Judah, the living one, the living stone, the Lord our righteousness, the Lord, Yahweh, Yahuwah, Yahweh Shai, Yahweh be Yahweh, Ahai, Yeshai, Yeshua, HaMashiach, Barakathar, Shalom, Shalom, Yeshua, Elohim. Yes, the consuming fire. The Lord is my banner. Holiness belongs to God. Interpretation belongs to God. Amen. Yes, y'all. He is the father of lights, the father of the fatherless, the father of the widows. Yes, he is the great physician. Yes, he is the miracle worker. Amen. Nothing's too hard for the Lord. He is the carpenter who could fix all things. He will restore all things. Amen. Yes, y'all. We serve a mighty, true, living God, man. The Lord of all, the Lord of glory, the Lord of lords, the man from heaven, the sustainer, the sufficient one. sits at the right hand of the Father, the name above all names, the man of sorrow, the mediator of the new covenant, the mediator, the messenger of the covenant, the Messiah, the mighty God, the mighty one, the morning star, Hosanna, Hosanna. Nazarene, the offspring of David, the only begotten Son of God, our great God and Savior, our holiness, our spiritual husband, our Passover, our protection, our redemption, our righteousness, our sacrificed Passover lamb, the power of God, the precious cornerstone, the Prince of Kings, the Prince of Life, the Prince of Peace, the Prophet, the Redeemer, the resurrection of life, the resurrected, the revelation, the revelator, the righteous branch, the righteous one, the rock, the root of David, the rose of Sharon, the ruler of God's creation, the ruler of the kings of the earth, the Savior, the seed of woman, the shepherd and bishop of souls, the Shiloh, the son of David, the son of God, the son of man, the son of Abraham, son of the blessed, son of the most high God, the source of eternal salvation for all who obey him. Yes, yes, he is the son of man. He is the son of righteousness, the just one, the one mediator, the stone the builders rejected, the true bread, the true God, the true light, the true vine. Yes, he is the truth. Yes, he is the way. Amen. He is the way, truth, and life, the wisdom of God, the witness, the wonderful counselor, the word of God, the word of Yah, the word of Yahuwah, the word of Elohim, the word of Yeshua HaMashiach, the word of Yahweh Shai. Yes, yes, we touch and agree. Amen. Yes, y'all, we serve an awesome creator, and the Son is amazing for dying for our sins. Yes, yes, y'all. In the authority and the power and name of Jesus Christ, you are healed, renewed, restored, redeemed, healed, blessed, favored, anointed, loved, embraced, forgiven, joyful, yes, hopeful, all of that, courage, strength, everything, stability, steadfast. I speak those things over your life. Amen. Yes, yes, y'all. Yes, we are blessed people. Embrace that and don't ever lose sight of that. All right. So there you have it, y'all. All right. That's the book of 1 Kings chapter 15, 16, and 17 reading. Okay. So we'll continue on with that Bible series throughout the next episodes. All right. So there you have it, y'all. Let us stay blessed, obedient, and strong, and alert, and sober, and firm. All right. Let us be steadfast with the Lord. Amen. So there you have it, y'all. All right. I pray to God that whoever listens to this message, I pray that you repent, get baptized, start your life over for the Most High. I pray that you have new beginnings and a fresh start. I pray that you could change your ways and return from your ways. And I pray that you have a new life, a new mind, a new heart, a new soul, new miracles, new blessings, new just new scenery, everything for you. In Jesus' name, amen. There you have it, y'all, all right? Just going to send y'all off for this priestly blessing and go from there. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. Shalom. I'm Jarvis Kingston. I got much love for y'all. God bless y'all. Peace.